Warriors supporters say they were surprised but happy that the squad managed to go past the Comoros, though they were stuck in Harare before traveling to Moron. Most of them say the Zimbabwe Football Association should put its act together to ensure that the Warriors do not face the same problem ahead of an encounter with Lesotho in the next round. Captain Danny Piri said they hope to steamroll over Lesotho, especially in the home game, which will be crucial in deciding the outcome of the two-legged match.
We're expecting to do the same thing against Lesotho. Come here to home, get a win, go there and finish the job in Lesotho.
Former Caps United defender Charles Manjera said it was good that the Warriors won, and this would stimulate interest from the fans who have been used to defeat.
I'm very happy because when the nation does well, it benefits everybody from the bottom, from the junior level to everything.
Turning to the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League, the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League program rolled into week 15 with Caps United, the biggest winners of the week after a 2-0 win over leaders Chicken Inn. Goals from Leonard Fiado saw the Green Machine collect maximum points and move to fifth position on the league table with 24 points. Caps United supporter Zwana Imroiwa said it was heartening that the Green Machine are back to winning ways.
I'm very happy that we collected maximum points.
The defeat, however, did not have much impact on Chicken Inn's position at the top of the table. They are a point above Triangle, who played a 1-0 draw against Highlanders at Baba Field Stadium. Now we turn to rugby. There were celebrations too in rugby after the Sables beat Tunisia 19-8 at Prince Edward School in an Africa Cup encounter. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.